FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
The top story is the SAR. NUMSA hands over a list of demands, and Gauteng Education MEC Lesufi believes Sebokeng school fires is an arson attack.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Majola. Good afternoon. Eskom employers affiliated to the National Union of Metal Workers were picketing outside Megawatt Park today. NUMSA handed over the list of demands to Eskom. At the top of the list, NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi-Majola says unbundling of the cash-strapped utility will not solve its problems and rejects the privatization of the utility. The union also demanded that independent power producers be cancelled and a review on the cost of coal should be done. She adds that the unions want new Eskom CEO Andre De Reiter and Public Enterprise Minister Praveen Gordhan to vacate their office. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula revealed the staggering figures at a Prasa Braamfontein depot today. The minister was briefed on the circumstances that led to the blaze that engulfed a passenger train in December. Mbalula says the state-owned enterprise has been dealt many blows. Overcrowded trains, aging infrastructure, old rolling stock and rampant crimes are the order of the day. He admits that mismanagement and a lack of governance have put Prasa in a difficult position. Bongisizwe Mbondo has been appointed as the administrator until a new board